29. Caleb. The armored man regarded Caleb.
General Stagger, he said. I'm sorry for trying to kill you before, but Stagger, wasn't he?
Of course, Ishek knew who General Stagger was to Caleb. The advocate could read his mind. One of the most respected officers in the military during the original Trife invasion. The government had tried to get him to leave Earth on one of the generation ships. He had refused to go. He refused to believe Earth was lost. He refused to keep fighting. But that Stagger would currently be over 200 years old. Whoever this man was, he wasn't the original General Stagger. It didn't matter right now. They had to survive the onslaught first, then he would worry about the man's true identity.
Understood, Caleb replied, not paying particular attention to his apology. We can save apologies for later, sir. Right now we need to get to the spire.
He spun around, putting his hands together and launching an energy blast into the Trife there, killing four of them.
Follow me, Stagger said.
He started running toward the city gates, following the Trife. Gunshots rang out in the distance as a secondary city defense began shooting at the incoming demons. Caleb sprinted behind Stagger, impressed by the speed and agility of his powered armor. They plowed through the Trife, coming up on them from behind and staying away from the others at the rear. Stagger grabbed any of the demons he was able to reach on the way past, crushing them in powerful hands and leaving corpses behind. They reached the damaged gates. So many Trife were pouring through, and so many corpses littered the area it had created a jam on the other side. Gunfire sounded close by, and entire lines of Trife dropped in front of them, the shooters on the wall refocusing on their path ahead. Stagger had to be communicating with them, sending them orders to help clear the way.
Ish, can the skin get into Stacker's comps? I have tried. The encryption is improved from your conventional systems. I would almost call it Axon hardened.
So Stagger knew something about the Axon and had developed hack-resistant comms.
It certainly appears that way.
They made it to the other side of the gate. Stagger plowed through the Trife, kicking and shoving bodies out of the way to continue toward the spire. Soldiers were coming down off the walls, forming up on their position to defend. They were a ragged, tired-looking bunch, some of them covered in the blood of Trife and their dead comrades. It was hard to believe the battle had only been in progress for as little as 10 minutes.
Caleb!
Ishek's cry caused Caleb to stumble and nearly fall, the sudden pressure in his head almost overwhelming. He slowed slightly, recovering just in time to bat away a Trife that had made it through their defenses.
We have a problem. A big problem. Tell Stagger if he can to get his people out of here. He needs to do it now.
What's going on?
Now, Caleb!
Caleb opened his mouth to shout out to Stagger. At the same time, all of the Trife seemed to freeze at once. Even the air around them seemed to freeze, the atmosphere signaling that something was very wrong. The soldiers stopped shooting moments later, nearly every living thing on the battlefield coming to a stop. The Trife lifted their heads, looking back the way they had come. Caleb looked back too. It was hard to see past the Trife. There was something out there. Something in the distance. Something rumbling and groaning in an alien staccato that made his spine shiver.
General, he said, echoing Ishek. If you can get your people out of here, you need to do it now, right now.
The Trife suddenly started moving again. They charged forward, catching the soldiers by surprise. Only it seemed the battle was suddenly over. The Trife no longer paused to attack the humans. They rushed past them, hissing and screaming in fear, desperate to escape. Escape from what?
Jaxcluth.
The word meant nothing to Caleb, but it seemed to have plenty of meaning for Ishek. The advocate was afraid, frightened in a way 60,000 Trife had been unable to scare him. Caleb could have looked into the Relia's mind for the reason, but he was sure he didn't want to know right now.
The spire, Stagger said. Hurry!
Caleb and Stagger joined the fleeing horde of both Trife and humans. Everyone was on the move now, fleeing the walls and the unseen horror approaching from outside the city. They could still hear the groans, deep and loud, like a monster rising from the depths of the ocean. Caleb sped up, getting close enough to Stacker to hear him shouting orders inside his helmet.
All units, retreat to the naval yard. I repeat, retreat to the naval yard. Board the nearest ship. You have 3 minutes before we cut the ships loose.
Jacques Cluth do not fear the water the way the Uluth do.
Then we need to stop them.
You can't stop them, Caleb. You don't have the means.
Even with the QDM?
Ishak hesitated to answer.
That was good enough for him.
There is no guarantee I can make it work. If we linger, we will die.
Then they would die. He wasn't going to leave innocent people to whatever kind of monster was approaching. They kept running, the groaning sounds increasing in volume, the new creatures gaining ground. Gunfire began to sound again ahead of them. Someone was shooting at something.
The Trife won't go in the damn water, Stacker barked to him. They're clogging the escape and trying to get onto the ships.
Caleb swallowed hard. He hadn't thought of that.
Drop them and get underway, he heard Stacker order. I know. We don't have a choice. Do it. All units keep the Trife away from the docks. If you want to save your families, your loved ones, keep them off the damn docks.
There was pain in Stacker's voice. Caleb felt it too. Whoever hadn't gotten onto the ships by now was probably going to die, including them.
Stacker, Caleb said, pull your soldiers back, as many as you can, to the spire.
The armored soldier didn't ask any questions. He began issuing the orders.
Clear the docks and fall back.
At least the path to the spire would have them going against traffic. The dropship swept overhead, plasma cannons firing closer to the water. It passed by and banked hard, preparing for another run. The race took Caleb through familiar city streets. He had spent time at Quantico to the north during his early career and had come south to Norfolk plenty of times. Crossing paths he had crossed many times before, he was shocked by how much had changed, and at the same time how little looked nearly the same. Some of the old storefronts were still intact, their signage restored at some point to near original condition. Trees lined the buffers between sidewalks and roadway, and were stored to like new cars rested at the curbs. On one hand, the sight transported him back to that earlier, simpler time before the Trife invasion. On the other, it was a stark reminder of the suffering and pain that had followed, especially as the Trife crashed through the trees, tearing off limbs, or bounded over the cars, scratching the finish. It was like watching the start of the invasion all over again. Only worse. The groaning continued to get louder, and Caleb could hear the Jacques Cluth approaching now, the sound of moist, slapping flesh overcoming the hissing and shouting and gunfire. Stacker turned left at the next street, bringing the spire into view ahead of them, 2 blocks away. A number of soldiers were already in the area, gathered around the spire. They leaned against one another or huddled against the wall, tired, bloody, and sweaty. The ones who saw Stacker coming perked up immediately, coming to attention. Caleb looked to the left as they crossed the first street, back in the direction of the wall. An echo of tearing metal rose above the rest of the chaotic noise, and he got his first look at the new threat, the first of too many advancing into the city.
What the hell?
He whispered, slowing slightly as his eyes crossed the expanse of tentacles stretching forward from the gigantic monster.
Jacques Cluth, Nyarlath's favorite children. The Trife didn't gather to attack this city. They were trying to escape.